The Obama administration made headlines last summer when it announced that some undocumented young people living in the United States would be allowed to apply for a new semi-legal immigration status under a policy it called Consideration of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. After some speculation about the political pros and cons of the move, it ceased to be news, but deferred action remained a vital concern for the youth it applied to, such as Sandy Valenciano.
I was 4 years old. I actually turned five when I arrived here.
Now a junior psychology major at Sonoma State University, Valenciano is squarely in the demographic eligible to seek deferred action.
You have to have arrived here before the age of 15. You have to have been here for five consecutive years. You can't be older than 30. You can't have any kind of a felony. You can't have more than three misdemeanors. And that's about it.
You also need $465 for the non-refundable application fee. The application itself is not terribly complicated, says Jesus Guzman, director of the Dream Alliance of Sonoma County. But gathering all the necessary documentation is.
The application themselves, not very big. It's a few pages. But when you start seeing these cases that are being sent out, I mean, they are thick in proof. Because there's no appeal process, folks are really concerned about stacking the deck and putting as much proof as they can into it.
What's in those files? Lots, explains Valenciano.
You have to get every kind of document that proves that you've been here every 6 months. Anything from school transcripts, vaccinations, doctor's records, diploma, academic certificates, bank statements and everything. I've had to print all of that out and get a packet together. It takes time to retrieve all that paperwork from such a long time ago.
There is no cutoff date for submitting a deferred action application, which is good, Guzman adds, since everything has to be complete and correct on the applicant's first and only attempt.
Since there is no appeals process, there is a concern with making sure that you take the appropriate time to make as solid of a case as you can, because with no appeals, you want to get this right the first time.
An estimated 90,000 undocumented young people are eligible to seek this new status in California's two northernmost congressional districts, 950,000 nationwide. But once their applications are received and approved, there are several additional steps. Valenciano explains.
If there's not anything missing from the application, I believe there's an interview that follows it with ICE. After that, the process will begin about receiving a work permit. And every state has their option if they're going to give a driver's license as part of the deferred action. California actually said that they would. So hopefully driver's license is next.
A handful of people have already completed that process. Faster than expected, says Guzman. But he predicts the numbers will swell in the weeks and months ahead.
They estimated that it'd take about 3 to 6 months. And because of what some of the requirements have been for the proof, it's been slow getting these applications in. So because they've received far less than they expected, they've been able to churn out some of these a lot quicker.
Meanwhile, some other eligible applicants are waiting until after the election to send in their paperwork, fearful that the whole program would be quickly canceled if Mitt Romney should become president. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.